Welcome to Short Time. It is Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Cross, and with you as we get going on another show. Show number 66.
66. Oh, boy.
First name that comes to mind sports-wise is Yasiel Puig, former Dodgers and Cleveland outfielder.
I would not have come up with that one. Okay.
Not in the game now, but he had a good run there for a few years where he was, you know, one of the top power hitters in the game.
Okay.
And,
yeah, no, you're
that's
right.
That's all I got.
I would not. 66 is a tough one.
Yeah, not,
it is a
not
tough
too
one.
Too many athletes if you wear 66. It's like one of those, I don't know, weird numbers or whatever. It's like every once in a while you'll find somebody that wears a 66.
Or like a 91, which would be Dennis Rodman with the Bulls. Am I right in saying that? That's just random, of course. But 66.
Mm.
I don't know.
We'll give you time.
No, exactly.
Well, we could circle back on that.
We'll come back to that one.
66 is a tough one, though. So we got a fun show for you. First show of the month of May. And even though it's felt a little chilly and rainy, especially last weekend, where I felt like I needed to make a call to Noah to get the ark going. that was a lot of rain last weekend.
Well, we needed the rain. I'm okay with that. But yes, it was all at once, multiple days.
And then it got cool. Like, I feel like normally
chilly.
Around this time of year, we're supposed to be gearing towards 70.
You would like to think.
You know, some days over the last week, we've barely been hitting 60. But have no fear, people. It'll come. Slowly but surely, we'll get to those 75 and sunny kind of days where we're going outside and doing some fun things.
I love when it gets to the point at night when the sun goes down and you're still in that 70 degree.
Yeah, we're far off, but... A little chilly, but comfortably warm.
Yes, exactly.
But
maybe
still
the
warm
day
enough.
Was warm,
yeah.
But now the sun has gone down.
Sitting
and
outside.
It's very manageable.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You're outside. Maybe a little barbecue.
There you
go.
You're
having a good time.
Love that, especially with a nice breeze. Going to a barbecue and you get that little wafting of the steak or whatever you're going to.
You have the smell off the grill. Mm-hmm. But again, like going from the hot day to then having that enjoyable evening, yep, that's what it's all about.
Sitting there, you know, fire, marshmallows, s'mores, the whole works.
Everything. I love it.
Well, we're getting you ready for some outdoor fun and summer fun. Because, you know, as everything starts to warm up across the Jersey Shore, we get some nice days. We're all going to be looking for some things to do outside and even inside. You know what? Because you get some days off. Eventually, school's out. You get some vacation days at work that you want to take. You know, spend time with the kids or your family or whoever.
Right.
You're like, you know what? Let's build up some stuff to do. And, you know, or for things like last weekend where you literally couldn't do anything outside unless you were a duck.
There's
plenty of indoor activities and fun to go and be had as well.
Oh, yeah.
Stores, shopping, comedy clubs, escape rooms. We're going to give you some tips. So want to give you some time. Get out your, however you jot down notes. Maybe you memorize everything you hear. Kudos to you. Maybe you write it down in a notepad. Maybe you put it down in your tablet, your phone.
But do not write it down if you're driving right now. Of course, pull over to the side of the road then maybe jot it down.
We got you covered. You know, just be safe. Today's point, you know, well, we got you.
But very important information.
Indeed.
Here it comes.
So
you need this.
Over the next few weeks and months, now that we're into May and then going into June, July, and August, we're going to have some guests on that will give you an idea about some fun activities and events going on this summer, some safety tips along the way over the next few weeks, because we want you to be safe and responsible while having fun as well. It can be done, Dave.
Yes, it can.
You can have fun and be safe and responsible all at the same time.
Absolutely.
And we're going to, you know, whether it's in the beach, at the beach, in the water, or around the community, we want you to be safe and have a
so
happy summer.
There's so much to do.
Yeah.
So many options.
So we're going to dive in each and every Sunday, henceforth, here on Short Time. Post-haste, as they
love
say.
It.
Right, Dave?
Yes, sir.
I'm just having fun with some words. We're going to give you some guests, bring on some guests and give you some ideas about different things you could do in the spring and summertime, and then you could pass those ideas along, and then we'll share them, too. We'll post it, 943thepoint.com. Just in case, you know, you are driving out there, you hear one of our guests, you say, oh, hey, that's a great idea that they had. Oh, wait, I can't really, like, how am I... We got you covered.
Yes.
943thepoint.com.
But here you go.
No need to worry.
Yes.
We got you covered.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to give you some ideas different things to do. Dave and I have already sort of started on the food parade the last couple weeks, giving you some good steakhouse options and seafood restaurants. Today, I figure we'll go dessert, Dave.
I like dessert.
Or you know, maybe sometimes I like that late afternoon snack. You're just coming off the beach or something like that. It's a hot day.
If there is one dessert, just one, you go to. Like, you have all these choices.
Are we talking like summertime?
Summertime. Yeah, that's appropriate. Yes.
Mm.
Just one. Picture this whole table, if you will, of desserts, but you can only have one.
Well.
What's it going to be?
I'm going to give you know, how they have the trick questions. We give you a trick answer.
Okay.
Hot fudge sundae, ice cream, hot fudge.
Well, yes.
Bananas and brownies. Boom.
There it is. Done. I like
it. It's like, good call. Oh, brownies, cookies? Like, you didn't lay it out. So I'm going to put brownies and ice cream together.
I think I would join you with the hot fudge sundae. You said ice cream. You didn't say what flavor ice cream.
That's a good point. I'm a chocolate marshmallow kind of ice cream guy.
Okay.
You have a favorite ice cream flavor?
I would say I like vanilla bean. You know what I mean? You know, there's something about it that's good. Mint chocolate chip ice cream.
That's a good one.
Now, I don't know if I would enjoy that with the hot fudge. Not that it would be bad. I'd rather have the vanilla with the hot fudge.
I mean, I've had it.
Right?
Yeah, I guess if you'd have to
I don't want that
kind of combo.
I don't want to take away from the flavor of the mint chocolate chip with the hot fudge. Again, if it was there and somebody said, you have to eat it, I would eat it. Of course I would. But I would say with the hot fudge, that goes to vanilla. Let's get those two together, if you will.
There you go.
But the mint chocolate chip, let it be, just by itself. Love
just
it.
The way they designed it. They wrote that song about their favorite ice cream flavor.
I think that's the reason why it was written. Correct.
Well, I usually like it in a, you know, a bowl or cup kind of serving, or, you know, one of those, I guess, plastic containers or whatever. But if I were to have an ice cream cone, I prefer the waffle cone as opposed to the traditional ice
cream
cone.
Cool.
I feel like if you're putting in, you know, three scoops of ice cream into a waffle cone and then topping it off with sprinkles, caramel, chocolate, you know, that little hardened chocolate or whatever
on top. There's a little bit more space, though,
like
the way it's shaped
stuff.
A little bit, the way it kind of...
Yeah. And as odd as it sounds, like, you know, of course, the waffle cone could get a little soggy with the ice cream in it, but I... Enjoy that last part, because once you finish the ice cream...
it's not going to last that long.
Right. But you got, like, the waffle cone in it, and then you still got, like, a little ice cream milk, I guess, kind of hanging around at the bottom of the waffle cone.
Yes.
It's good stuff. It's a good way to top it off.
Let me throw this out. So, Dairy Queen. Don't go to Dairy Queen that often. There's not that many out there. However, I've always liked it since I was a child, and to this day... Just get the cone with the soft serve vanilla and dip it into the chocolate that becomes hard. You know what I'm talking about?
I like that, yeah.
Love it. Love it.
That's a win.
That's it. I love it. Go to Dairy Queen. That is my go-to.
I also like the milkshakes, too, like ice cream milkshake or something. Mm-hmm. So it's good stuff.
I get it.
Well, we're going to give you all some ice cream options
Italian ice. A nice AM sugar rush here we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, we've talked about, you know, having... steakhouses and seafood. We're going to give people options here. Mm-hmm. You know, this way as they plan their days ahead, they're like, you know what? I'm going to check this place out this week. You know, and as, you know, playing Little League and everything, you know, as younger, go out, get ice cream after the game, after a big win. Those are commonplace. I feel like baseball, softball games that are going on in the spring and the summer, everybody gets together at their favorite ice cream shop after the game and goes and celebrates.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to give you some... creme or cream de la creme of Jersey Shore ice cream shops.
Good. I like that.
A little play on words there. So some good places to go get ice cream or Italian ice here in Ocean of Monmouth County. Starting off in Monmouth County, great stuff here, Dave. I don't know if you've been. Jersey Freeze.
No.
Over in Freehold.
Have not.
There are treats to be had and had again. At Jersey Freeze. It's in Freehold Township. And they also have a location in Homedale. They have an expansive menu, huge desserts. I recommend, Dave, the Brownie Treat Boat. It's good stuff.
Okay.
Satisfying.
Sounds really
It'll
good.
It'll fill you up.
Okay.
So check out Jersey Freeze. They got great stuff over there. And then Ralph's Italian Ice and Ice Cream.
Where is that?
Tom's River.
Okay.
And Lenoka Harbor.
Okay.
Run by the Giacchio family. They do a great job. They have a lot of flavors there, tons of treats. Dave, the only thing to ponder when going to Ralph's Italian Ice and Ice Cream is which flavor and which treat to get.
There you go. Okay.
They got all sorts of great stuff.
It's
great
close.
Treats, great toppings.
I'll check it out.
Tons of flavors.
All right.
Over there. Tom's River, Lenoka Harbor. Go to Ralph's Italian Ice and Ice Cream. Of course, a famous staple here at the Jersey Shore, Coors Frozen Custard,
yes.
The original.
Okay.
Six locations in Ocean County, all including,
right,
of course, in Seaside
Heights.
They're
all around.
Grab some ice cream or any kind of treat, and they have, you know, there's one of those places that would have like the ice cream out of like the tubes or whatever, where you pull it in,
right.
Like the soft serve.
Yeah.
There you go.
Love the soft serve.
I was getting there.
Well, I like it when you have the soft serve, where you have the vanilla chocolate, you know, the combo.
Or like the vanilla and orange sherbet, like swirl.
Yeah, change it up.
It's good stuff. Yeah. You get the best of both worlds. Like,
there it is.
Like Sammy Hagar and Eddie Van Halen said on 5150. Mrs. Walker's Ice Cream Parlor, Tom's River, Forked River, Lakehurst. You got some great ice cream flavors, and that's a popular place, certainly for a lot of Little League teams and softball players go there. And, you know, graduation's coming up soon, too, so we'll get some ice cream cakes. Sort of a non-traditional traditional, Dave, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Okay.
I mean, you go to a ball game, right?
Yeah.
Get your hot
nice.
Dog or burger, whatever.
Nice summer day.
Grab
yeah,
some
I
ice cream.
It.
And
right.
They have the ice cream in those little baseball cups or caps, you know, like the helmets, the small little baseball helmets.
Right.
Get a
Love
little
it.
Ice cream in there. So you go to the ballpark, check out the Blue Claws, and get some ice cream. Dave, you may be familiar with this one over in Asbury Park. You know where I'm going?
Yeah, Cookman, the one at Cookman Avenue.
Cookman Creamery.
Cookman Creamery, right.
There you go, for any number of delicious-looking treats. Next, we got the original Rich's Ice Cream in Tom's River and Lacey.
Okay.
Got some good-looking treats there. Strollo's Lighthouse.
Okay.
They got locations in Long Branch, Red Bank, Point Pleasant Beach, West End, Monmouth Park, and Belford. I've been to the one in Long Branch.
I have yet to go. No,
close to the proximity
to the
beach boardwalk area. So you go for a nice walk on the boardwalk. Go
and
to
there it is.
Go over to Strollo's.
All right.
Got some nice treats for you to hang out in a good picnic area as well. Yellow Brick Road Ice Cream in Brick and Tom's River.
Let's see here.
Follow
that
the Yellow
right
Brick
on
Road,
Manilokan
Dave.
Road. I know exactly where it is. Yes, great place. Great place.
Main Scoop Creamery, Manasquan.
Okay.
So some music, family fun, some great vibes over at Main Scoop Creamery in Manasquan. Next up, Dave, the OG Creamery. How often do you come across a donut shop that doubles at night as an ice cream shop?
I like
grab your donuts during the morning, grab some ice cream
that
later on.
That makes a lot of sense. Good business model there.
Ocean Gate, must go to for some donuts and certainly for some ice cream. And, you know, they have sometimes the best of both worlds, Dave. A little ice cream shake with a donut on top.
I love it. Sounds amazing.
Point Creamery in Point Pleasant. Speaking of the swirls, they got like an interesting looking one. I couldn't figure out what flavor it was when I was looking it up. It's like this like red and orange sort of treat. So it looks pretty good.
Okay.
So head over to Point Creamery. Next up, Dave, if you're looking for a good ice cream sandwich with all the fixins, the Baked Bear.
Baked Bear.
It's a bear. No, it's just kidding. It's a great place for ice cream over in Long Branch, though.
Okay.
Some delicious-looking ice cream sandwiches. Here's another one, the Music Man Singing Ice Cream Shop.
Wow.
One of
Where
the,
is that?
One of the legendary spots here in Ocean County over in La Valette.
Okay.
They got all the great works and stuff like that. In Avon by the Sea, you got Courtney's Ice Cream Shop.
Okay. And a lot of good choices here, buddy.
And some waffle cones there as well. Hoffman's Ice Cream.
Great spot. Boom. Just like that. Great
Point
spot.
Point Pleasant Beach and Spring Lake. Harvey Cedar's Ice Cream Parlor. They got a nice little ice cream sundae there. The banana, the whipped cream, the cherries, the chocolate syrup. and all sorts of great stuff. I mean, it's a place to go. Go to Harvey Cedar's Ice Cream Parlor for some treats. OMG, yogurt and ice cream, Dave.
Okay, sounds good.
Who wants a mango whip?
A mango whip?
How about a frozen yogurt?
Okay.
Over in Seagirt, you can go to OMG, yogurt and ice cream.
Love it.
There
sounds
you go.
Good
so
to
mark
me.
That down. Ship Bottom Ice Cream Company. It's a nice area, picnic benches, view of LBI, great sunset at that time of night, plus some great ice cream over at Ship Bottom Ice Cream Company, and a must for a cold treat. TLC's Polish Water Ice. Don't go chasing waterfalls, Dave.
I will not, buddy.
You can chase down some good treats, though. It's a staple two times on the boardwalk in Seaside Heights. Good treat there. Ice Cream on 9 in Howell.
And I'm assuming it's on Route 9.
There you go.
There it is. Okay.
An astonishing, Dave, 127 homemade ice cream flavors.
How many?
127.
Wow. That's a lot.
So, mull that over. You know, plenty of ice cream shops to try in Ocean and Monmouth County.
Love it. Love it. You know, we are so spoiled. And again, as the weather is getting better, we're not there yet, having these options, tremendous.
There you go. So what's your favorite ice cream flavor? What's your go-to ice cream shop or Italian ice shop? Where do you like to go to? What town is it in? You know, what are your favorites? Are any of the ones we mentioned, you know, your go-to spots?
But
what do you think?
There could be some that we haven't.
What's your favorite flavor? Yeah, let us know. Shoretime at townsquaremedia.com. Email us. Let us know what's going on. And we'll help spread the word about some great ice cream shops here in Ocean and Monmouth County. We got two guests with us this morning, Dave.
Great guests.
It is Ocean County Commissioner Joe Vicari, the liaison to tourism here in Ocean County, letting you know, give you a little sneak peek about what's going on in Ocean County this summer. And then Vinny Brand, the comedian known all over, is joining us a little bit later as well and give you a little comedy insight and update on some shows coming up
and
as well.
Clubs, yeah, absolutely.
So we got all sorts of things going on for you this morning. More Short Time with Vin and Dave right after this on 94.3 The Point.
Hello, this is Chef David Burke on Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. And if you could see us, you'd know the three of us have perfect faces for radio.
Whether you are in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity. Shoreline's system is straightforward. They will understand your financial circumstances, identify goals, analyze current plans, and customize a path to position you to reach your goals. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA. SIPC.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you, and we're getting you ready for springtime, but also summer, because who doesn't love a summer here in Ocean County? I know I do. Born and raised here in Toms River, and here to talk about some of the fun events and things to do this summer in Ocean County is Ocean County Commissioner Joe Vicari, liaison to tourism here in Ocean County, giving us a look at what's ahead. And want to welcome you on back, Commissioner Vicari. Thanks for coming in.
It's my pleasure to be here. We have all good news for Ocean County. As you know, our leading industry is tourism. It's a great industry. It's clean. It's $7 billion a year just for Ocean County. For every dollar that comes into our county that's spent, it circulates 7 times around, and that's why it's very, very important to us. Another thing that's important also is that most of our businesses, 98% of all small businesses, 4 or 5 people, which is very important because it gives a lot of people something very important. It's opportunity, and they can expand. The biggest problem, as we mentioned before, it's getting workers. It has good points and bad points. The good points is that the salaries are going up.
There
it's
you go.
Very
yeah.
competitive. So at one time, someone in school or they wanted a part-time job, it was low entry-level salaries. Now, if you have a skill and you work hard with your hands and you want to put the hours in, you do very, very well in the tourist industry.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, are you finding that certain economic challenges are, you know, or a labor shortage are a reason that some of these small businesses or businesses that would do well in the summer are kind of struggling to find workers right now for the summer season?
Well, it's very competitive. As I said before, what's happening is that the more you pay, the more people that come in. So if you pay well, they come in, but everyone is making money. And when I say everyone, I've never seen anything like before, like last summer. This year, it looks like it's going to be the same way, where people are coming to Ocean County. they love it. And one of the reasons why they want to stay in the United States, we're tourists friendly. We have the best coastline, in my opinion, that you can find. 44 miles of beautiful coastline.
You heard it here first, Steve.
Yes.
That's right. The water is clean. It's safe. They love the type of sand that we have, that sugar type of a sand.
Yeah.
44 miles of coastline, a beautiful view. And if you don't like the ocean, well, you have Barnegat Bay. You can go boating. You can go swimming. You can go fishing. So there's a lot of things to do. And it's very diverse right now in Ocean County. As I mentioned before, we have 44 miles of coastline. It's 10% of the entire state of New Jersey in Ocean County. So you can go from the ocean to the bay to Plumstead to Jackson Township.
Yeah.
Great adventure. You can go horseback riding. And the list goes on and on and on. There are so many things to do in Ocean County. But it's family oriented.
Yeah.
And that's what we try to do, where the people can come with their family for several days. The prices are reasonable in comparison to the rest of the United States. And they want to stay in a country where they feel safe. I think security is very important to us.
Mm.
We have an excellent park system.
Yeah.
The library system. I mean, when you come in here, you can use all the facilities. And both of those are, you know, free of charge. And people like it. They come with their families, their children, their grandparents sometimes also. Many times the grandparents live in Ocean County. They invite their grandchildren down for a week.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we have over 200,000 senior citizens in Ocean County.
Yeah.
And most came from North Jersey. And they always invite their children, but most of all, their grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's important with the county park system. The children love coming to Ocean County, especially when you look at their faces the first time they see the ocean and the waves. And they talk about things like, where are the whales? Where are the porpoises? And that's very important. And actually, a lot of times you can see the porpoises jumping up and down because the water quality today is cleaner today than it was 25, 30 years ago.
It's great stuff, yeah.
All good stuff.
Yeah, and people, you know, whether they want to go to the beach and, you know, get a tan or take a dip in the water, go swimming, catch the waves. Yeah, people love coming to Ocean County to check out the beaches, whether, you know, any of the municipal beaches, Island Beach State Park, or some of the local lakes and rivers, Barnegat Bay, or whether you're going to the beach to go swimming, Commissioner Vicari, or even just checking out the sunset, going on a boat ride. I mean, there's like a lot of different ways that you can enjoy the Ocean County coast. I know, going in the water or just checking it out for yourself.
The best thing is the food.
Yeah.
Go for a slice of
food's
pizza.
Great, yes.
Let's go for French fries. Let's go for a hot dog. Let's go for a nice sausage and pepper sandwich.
There you go.
So that's what people really enjoy. So it's something for all people, no matter what your age is, from the beach to the ocean to boating to fishing to the food establishments. And if it rains or whatever the case may be, you can go to one of the malls and go shopping.
Or the arcades, too.
That's right.
Yeah. The arcades are doing very well. They all, you know, technology is taking over.
Do you have a favorite boardwalk food that is like your go-to? Like, okay, you're going down the boardwalk, or is it like whatever you're smelling that day and night?
Yeah,
it's like,
you know,
I got to get that.
It's all the smell. Once you smell a sausage and pepper sandwich, there's nothing you can
forget
do.
Forget about it. Yeah,
forget
get in there.
About it. And I love the pizza, of course. The pizza is really outrageous. There's nothing like the smell of good food on a boardwalk.
Oh, yeah. You get that nice day, seagulls making their noise, smell of all different kind of foods up and down the boardwalk.
And the seagulls are getting very brave lately.
Yes, they are.
They are getting very brave. They'll come after you. Yeah.
Don't feed the seagulls, people. You know, it's also a great opportunity. So you have a day on the beach, you can hang out on the boardwalk, people can go on the rides or check out all these small shops, these boutiques up and down the boardwalk as well, and it gives people something else to do, support small businesses always. But, I mean, this is a great time of year for Ocean County businesses on the boardwalk or somewhere inland to really thrive with not just people who live and work in Ocean County, but people coming here for the summer to visit or coming down for a week and checking out all these different shops in Ocean County.
You know, most people that purchase a home in Ocean County, they came here for the summer or they came here for a visit. And even if you walk down a boardwalk, there's nothing like that fresh air.
Yeah.
And you feel it. It feels good for your lungs when you smell it. And most people that visit us, of course, are from North Jersey.
Right.
So there's a big difference. Now, I'm originally from North Jersey. I'm a Jersey City guy.
Okay.
So there you go.
When I first came down to Ocean County, we called it the country. Because that's what it was. It was the country. We didn't call it, we called it South Jersey. We're going to South Jersey.
Right.
And that's what everyone refers to it even today. They don't call it Central Jersey or anything else. once you go over the bridge, the Raritan Bridge, it is South Jersey. And that just stayed with me for many, many years.
There you go.
I've been very fortunate, you know, in Ocean County. We at that time, the homes were reasonable. We had a great school system. There was a lot of opportunity. I was very fortunate to become a teacher here for many years.
That's right.
Ran for, you know, mayor of my town, Tom Zerver. Now I'm a county commissioner for 42 years. So it was a great run that I had. But it was a lot of accomplishments. I've seen the county grow. I've seen it improve. And now I've seen many changes that have taken place, all for the better. They all said after the Superstorm that Ocean County would not come back again. And we rebranded it. We came back bigger and stronger than ever before. If you go down the coastline, you see some of the beautiful homes that are on the coast.
It's yeah.
Incredible. From Point Pleasant to Seaside Heights, Seaside Park, LBI, Long Beach Island.
That's right.
And
it's gorgeous.
Very beautiful, really gorgeous homes. It's stronger now. They're more resilient than ever before. But I think it's the good thing is that you know, people are like walking in the sand. They like something different, and they feel good about themselves. When people have a house in Ocean County, they take up a lot of pride in what they do.
Sure.
And that's what's very important is they're proud to say, you know, I'm from Ocean County. I came from North Jersey. I didn't say I'm from Jersey City or Hudson County. I came here and said,
Ocean County.
Right. I'm Ocean County. I'm proud to be in Ocean County. And my children are in Ocean County. And that's what I think is very important to us because you have the country, the rural area. You have the beaches. You have the sand. You know, there's many things that you can do. And, I mean, $7 billion a year just in Ocean County that's spent, that says a lot.
Wow.
What's taking place?
You know, certainly 2020 was sort of that stop set of, you know, shutting things down and kind of limiting what can and can't be done. But how have you seen Ocean County tourism bounce back from 2021 to 2022? And, you know, where are things at heading into the summer of 2023 here for Ocean County tourism, you know, in terms of the economy and how it's impacting businesses and restaurants? You know, that effect, that directly affect Ocean County tourism and that tourism numbers directly affect
extraordinary. We have never experienced the growth as far as homes, as far as people spending money, as far as businesses, as far as restaurants, franchises coming into Ocean County as we have right now. So it's really a great opportunity. We never thought it was going to come back as it came back now. Just try to look at the inventory of homes, as we were talking about before, as far as waterfront homes, anything on the water is really very, very high. And now, because of that, they pay more in taxes, but the tax rate went down 2 cents because the money is coming in more so than ever before because the houses are worth more and more money. And people realize that. But in comparison to the rest of the state of New Jersey, the tax is still cheaper in Ocean County than it is anyplace else in most places.
There you go.
And that's what it comes down to because people want to save on taxes. Because I realized the basic needs in life are very expensive. For example, food. Food is unbelievable. No matter where you go in the United States, it's very expensive. And if you feed yourself and your family and your children, what's left?
Right.
And they look for things to go where they don't have to pay. There's many places in tourism, for example, whether it be you know, fireworks or different activities.
Yeah, people love fireworks.
Music. They love all of that stuff. The children go with them. They're in awe of what they see, and they just love it. So those activities are important to all of us. Of the 33 towns in Ocean County, virtually every single one has something going on this summer.
Yeah.
From Memorial Day until Labor Day. And at one time, the summer season would stop at Labor Day. Now it keeps on going on
local
until
summer.
October,
that's
November.
True.
It's a longer and longer summer. We've been very lucky the last 2 years as far as snowstorms.
We didn't
have a major snowstorm.
Especially this past winter, nothing.
Especially the past winter. I mean, it's good.
Nothing.
And you know, we have a lot of the pine lands in Ocean County, which is good. So you can't build on it. Over 60% of the land will always be vacant. But the pine lands is very important to us in Ocean County because it's open spaces.
Yeah,
and it will always be open spaces. It's mandated not only by the state of New Jersey, but the Board of Chosen Commissioners has purchased a lot of land that will always be open, which is good. So it's and it's open for you want to go hiking, you want to go for a walk with your children, or just to have a nice day and just clear your mind and just look at the
absolutely
the trees.
I do that sometimes. We've got a lot of great parks in Ocean County, whether it's, you know, a day where you're looking for shade or some cool breeze or going for a run or a walk. You know, people walk
change
their dogs
up, right?
At the park and everything. It's, you know, I live right by Caddis Island County Park and everything. That's one of my go-tos. And then you got Double Trouble State Park over in Berkeley and everything. So, I mean, there's a lot of great places to go exploring and just kind of like escape to that alternate reality within Ocean County.
You know, I also live by Caddis Island, and even when I take my grandchildren there, it's really fun. You go into the Nature Center.
Yeah.
You go on the boardwalk there.
A lot of great activities for the kids.
You say, how can this be in the middle of a Tom's River? How can this be right off Fisher Boulevard? It's like you're in a different state.
Right.
It's hard to believe sometimes.
It's true.
But that's what makes Ocean County very unique, because we had long-term planning and a great vision going back many years ago. And we said we do not want to change the characteristic of what Ocean County is all about. So whether you go to Plumstead with the horse riding over there, the open fields, or you go to Tom's River, you go to high-density areas. We have, for an example, we have an outstanding college, Ocean County College.
Yeah, right.
We're a great vocational school.
Great shows.
We have the largest library system in the state, but the different programs we have are tremendous, all free.
Yeah.
And you can park your car and go for a walk, whether it be Point Pleasant Beach or Ortley Beach or Seaside Heights, Seaside Park. And it not only is it all free, but you feel comfortable walking there with your family. And that's what we've always tried to do in Ocean County. Most people live from paycheck to paycheck.
I would say
60% of all the people in most cases. You have a lot of seniors that are living, you know, from paycheck to paycheck on fixed income. It's never been as tight as, I think, the last year. I hope it gets a little bit better because of inflation. But you know something? They can still smile. They can be happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they can live. The key word, I think, when you live in Ocean County is live with respect and dignity.
Mm. Right.
And they feel that. You know, they can have their own house, even a small house. They can have their own house. They have their own apartment. They can have their own townhouse or whatever the case may be. It's called ownership. Ownership, in my opinion, has always been very, very important to me. I'm, as a city person, living a little differently. To come up down here to give me an opportunity to buy a house and say, you know, this house is mine. I own it.
Right.
That's very, Good very point. Important. And it's the aspiration that people have someday. I want to own something. Again, if you want to rent, it's up to you if you don't want the responsibility. But a lot of people feel, this is mine. This is my piece of land.
Right.
This is what America is all about. America is all about having the American dream. Owning a house, owning your own business eventually, or working a job that you really like doing, you really enjoy doing.
Absolutely.
Ocean County is number one.
And you brought up a great point, too. For a lot of seniors that have relocated to Ocean County, they were up north, sold their houses up north, came down here. And to your point with the lower taxes, so important. And there's so many great retirement communities in the area.
We have 92 retirement communities. And what was good years ago when they sold a house up North Jersey, what happened was they were able to purchase a home cash down here.
Correct.
Put some money in a bank because the property values were so much lower here and higher
right.
over there. So they were really a step up in what they were doing. So they did very, very well for themselves. They enjoy it. Most of them, because of their age, live on Social Security. And they can make it. They can pay their bills. But we have 92 communities that are over here, which is basically with senior citizens. And it's easy for us to help them because a lot of times they have some common needs that we're able to take care of.
There you go. You know, Commissioner Vicari, Dave and I have been talking on Shore Time here recently about different great food options in Ocean County, from steakhouses to seafood restaurants and ice cream shops and Italian ice places. I mean, do you have a favorite seafood dish or a favorite kind of ice cream cone or ice cream dish that you go out for a night in Ocean County? Like, this is what I'm going to go get.
Well, as you can tell from my heritage, I love Italian food.
There you go.
I look nice and healthy. And it's whatever you have. And, you know, the food is reasonable in comparison to other places you go to in Ocean County. And I don't want to mention any restaurants.
Name drop here.
Can't show favoritism.
I'm not going to do that. But there's nothing like having a nice pasta, a nice steak,
there you go.
A nice Italian sausage. Gravy.
Love it.
See, okay, here's the test.
All right.
Is it gravy or sauce?
Now, sauce is the red stuff
you say
that
gravy.
You put on pasta.
I say gravy.
Yes, you do.
Anyone
yes.
from North Jersey yes. who have Italian descent, we say gravy. Is there anything you want to say?
Gravy is the gravy. Stuff you put on roast so, beef.
That's right. That's what you say. That's right. They call it Americans. You guys are all the same. But the older generation, like myself, we like to call it gravy.
Yes.
We enjoy it. We know good gravy. And we know good Italian bread. That's all I'm going to say on
it's,
that
it's,
one.
It's that classic debate. Sauce versus gravy and then pork roll versus Taylor
they
ham.
They still talk about pork roll. And
yeah.
Ham,
I mean, New Jersey roll. Lottery's got that ticket out now.
You can talk about anything you want. I like to use the term pork roll.
Same.
I do the same, yeah.
Yeah. It's like the ultimate test of like, okay, where are you from in New Jersey? Are you a pork roll or a Taylor ham kind of person?
They ask that in the, when they go and say Parkway, what exit do you get off?
Exactly.
Yeah. Right here, exit 82. That's where I get off.
You got 82. That's the best.
Commissioner Vicari, appreciate you coming on and talking about some great food and some great activities coming up and beaches in Ocean County this summer as well.
Yeah, the beaches are great. The water quality is outstanding. And you can go watching a whale or watch a dolphin go jumping up and down. And
it's very peaceful.
It's very, very peaceful. And that's what people want, peace and tranquility. And they want to be an individual. They want to be themselves.
Sure.
They want to go to the ocean. Let me take a walk and just clear my mind.
Sure.
Absolutely.
And feel good about myself. But they feel safe. They feel secure. And it's fresh air. It's the American dream. So Ocean County can still give any American, our children, our grandchildren. And one of the reasons why I'm in public office is to give these opportunities, not only to myself and to my children, but more so our grandchildren, our children's children.
There you go.
And we may manage to do it. We want to keep the character of Ocean County exactly similar or the same as what we have experienced. And we just want to make sure we can give it a tradition that was as it has been for many, many years. So I thank you for coming today and sharing some happiness with everybody.
Appreciate your time as always, Commissioner Vicari.
Thank you. We certainly appreciate it.
That is Ocean County Commissioner Joe Vicari, liaison to tourism here in Ocean County. It'll be a great summer ahead here in Ocean County. We got you covered as well at 943thepoint.com. More Short Time with Vin and Dave right after this on 943 The Point.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is Commissioner Big D. Bettero. You're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 943 The Point. Who wants coffee? Anybody want coffee?
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management understands that you're more than your money, and they strive to help you realize your best life as they align your finances with your goals. Best of all, Shoreline's straightforward approach will include you in the process. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor, committed to helping you weather life's storms. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you. And joining us is a special guest, Funny Man, a comedian known here in Jersey, who owns the Stress Factory Comedy Club. It is the man, the myth, the legend, Vinny Brand. Welcome onto the show.
Hey, man. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. It's I love being here. I've wanted to be here for a while. I haven't been able to get booked.
We got gotcha.
You. You know, our people talk to your people
right.
And, you know, back and forth.
Managers.
We're glad we got it worked out.
There were people involved. There were people.
Conversations had to be had.
Contracts
ironed
signed.
Out all the details,
yes.
You know.
Got it done.
We wanted to make it just right because we wanted to have you on here and we wanted to have all our great listeners, you know, be able to listen to a little Vinny Brand in the morning.
Yeah, everybody should have a little Vinny Brand in their life, no doubt about that. And so let's get into it. Let's find out what we're doing today.
So we're telling people about all the different things that they could do in New Jersey and the Jersey Shore and beyond across the late spring and then the summer months as well, different things to do on hot days, on chilly days, rainy days, days, you know, where they feel like going out for a good laugh as well. So feel like you're our expert here on all things that are funny here this morning in comedy as well. So want to give people some different things to do and different ideas as well. And the Stress Factory Comedy Club out there in New Brunswick is certainly one option. And you've had a ton of great acts, you yourself among them as well. But what are some of the great events that are coming up at Stress Factory over the next few weeks and months?
You know, we're doing some really fun stuff now. So we're doing a lot of nights where we do shows inside and in the tent outside. So there's actually two entirely different shows going on at the same time.
Wow.
So that's really fun. And of course, my wife and I bought the restaurant next door, which is now called Victoria's Trattoria Italiano. And so our whole mission in life is to get people out, get them away from all their headaches, or get them to celebrate whatever they're celebrating, get them a couple drinks, a couple laughs, you know, at the club. You know, this weekend I have our good friend Godfrey inside and Ahmad Ahmed outside. So there's literally going to be 12 shows this weekend in New Brunswick. We're also doing some great things with the State Theater. We just had Tim Dillon there. We just did a night there called Comedy Night Live with me and four of the comics. And this is how I feel about it. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. If you got a promotion, go celebrate with laughter. If you got fired, go celebrate with laughter. If you get married, go celebrate with laughter. If you get divorced, go celebrate with laughter. I mean, it just, how can you feel better? You just can't. We have so much good stuff happening. We have Kev on stage on Memorial Day weekend. We have Earthquake coming in, Dave Attell coming in. Mm. You know, we've been lucky because for all of these years, we have the absolute biggest names in comedy all the time. So, you know, you can't swing a stick without seeing a great show at the club.
There you go.
Well, I wanted to go back in time a little bit as a comic. And now, obviously, you have this such a fun experience with the Stress Factory. How did that all get started?
So, you know, when I was a young man, I started doing stand-up comedy at Rascals Comedy Club. And Rascals was the standard comedy club, standard for comedy clubs, really in the country. One of the best clubs ever. Mm. But I already had three little kids, so I couldn't travel the world. I couldn't travel the world and do the things that other comics were doing and be a good father. So I started doing open mics and whatnot locally. And one thing led to another. And I had performed at a couple of different venues. And then I said, oh, I'm going to just open a room so that I can live this life that I enjoy, you know, being a stand-up and make a living at comedy and not be away from my kids. So that's what started the club. And the story is much longer. Like I tell, it's really full of, all kidding aside, it's full of a lot of tragedy and a lot of obstacles. At one point, because I was doing open mics at other rooms, I got blackballed from doing comedy because I put together an open mic. And so the club owners didn't like that. And they put me on ice. And that was really the bigger motivation to just go ahead and do my own thing. And so 1991, I opened the room at the Clarion Hotel. We moved it in 93 to the Hyatt in New Brunswick. And then in 94 to our current location in New Brunswick, and we've been there ever since. So it's really been a great, great ride. I met my wife in early 95. I was living in a boarding house. I had just opened the new club, had no money, didn't have a phone. I actually had to borrow a car to take her out on a date.
Oh, and, wow.
Yeah, we've been together ever since. So we built this monster club together, opened another club in Connecticut, and now two restaurants. And it's been a really fun, hard, interesting, rewarding ride.
Do you find that when you're up there doing stand-up, Vinny, we're talking with Vinny Brand from the Stress Factory Comedy Club, that you're able to share some of the stories of your personal life and how your comedy journey came to be and or different things that are going on in your life now? Or
so I'm very autobiographical on stage, and I talk about anything. And I've been on stage, you know, I feel like I grew up on stage because, you know, when we opened the club, I was working 18 to 19 hours a day.
Wow.
And you hear a lot of business people say that. I was working 19 hours a day. There were days when I worked 36 hours in a row, took a 2-hour nap and went back at it for 12.
Oh,
and
wow.
So me being on stage became the happiest place for me. And so I started talking about what I was going through, things I see, and I've maintained that level or that writing style ever since. So when I talk about something, it's something that means something to me. It's frequently stories, funny stories, tragic stories where we find funny stuff in them. And it's all from my life. It's all autobiographical. And now, you know, I don't mean to keep talking on one question, but yeah, I was on stage at the State Theater, packed house. It was 8:20. The show had just begun. And my wife called. But I'm so comfortable. I answered the phone in front of the theater. I said, I'm on stage right now. Is it important? And, you know, some of the audience thought, oh, he set that up.
It's part of the act.
But the people that know me, which, and there were so many of them there, they come up to afterward and go, oh my God, that's so funny that Vicky called you during the show. As you know, my family's everything. It bleeds into my act on stage, and it makes me so comfortable that I answered the phone, we talked for a second, she apologized, and on with the show we go.
So, sort of impromptu, just kind of like as it happens there.
It just, listen, you know, in comedy, something happens. I don't know why, but as comics get bigger, they sometimes, not always, mistakenly believe that they're important. Yeah. let me say one thing. Comedy, laughing, that's important.
Right.
Individuals that bring comedy, good for them, right? Now, you know, you hear these comics and I'm changing the world, blah, 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 and they get very upset if someone says something different than their opinion.
Yeah.
And I try and remind them, listen, if the world falls apart tomorrow and they're forming clans to try to survive, no leader of any clan is going to seal themselves off in the cave and right before they roll the rock, no one's going to say, wait a minute. We have a comedian, right? Because we're just not that, right? So comedy's important, but, you know, I don't understand the guys that become so enamored with themselves that they get too big for it. Me, I always just, anyone that says they know me, they like me, it's always lots of reward. It's what you want.
Do you find that you're able to feed off people's laughter? Like if you could tell, like just looking to the audience, that they're like, you know, falling over laughing and, you know, just, you know, laughing so hard that they're crying and everything, that kind of says, all right, hey, I should continue with this part of the act before, you know, shifting gears to anything else I wanted to bring up?
If I'm in a role and something's really hitting the audience hard,
right,
I will take time to explore that on stage, just push it and push it and push it to where it's drained out. But without sounding self-important, because believe me, on this phone call, there's nobody important. Oh my God. There's nobody important. So no offense you intended. Now, what I'm saying is that I will push something out and let them enjoy it. I don't get rattled by anything on stage, so I will take my time with things and not worry about them. Did I answer your question? Because I got a phone call. Even though I put my phone on.
That's okay.
Right?
You're good.
It's part of the act. Come on.
The Vinny Brand hotline.
Unbelievable. I put it on Do Not Disturb. Now, that call came through. That means that person called me repetitively. So somewhere.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, what's going on?
Burning down.
Let me ask you a question. With comedy now, and unfortunately with a lot of different people and politics, and people may be more offended than they've ever been with certain topics, whatever it is, are you finding that comedy is more challenging, that you're a little bit more cautious on what you may put out there than you have in the past?
All right. So hands down, anyone that tells you they're not being more cautious is probably... What they probably mean is they're not avoiding a topic. But I think the great majority of us are approaching a topic and we're taking a stutter step and saying, is it okay to say that? And I don't think there are many people not doing it. There are comics that will go up and say, okay, I already have a clearly defined core audience. They're not going to leave me. They'll agree with this button I'm about to push. So let me push that button. But that's a very big distinction between are they being cautious, because you're not really taking a risk if you're talking to a group of people that you believe will already support and think like you. Well, there's no risk in saying something, right? So let's say I'm a comic that is very pro X and everybody knows I'm pro X. Well, the risk would be go up and going, you know, I think that X is wrong.
Right.
Now there's a risk involved.
Right.
But when you see a comic who already has an edgy audience, that already knows what he's going to talk about, or they're saying, well, I take chances. Well, you're not taking any chance. Right. They're there to see you. They know what you say. Now, a lesser-known comic, and I'm a lesser-known comic outside this area. In this area, I'm well enough known. People know what I do. When I travel, well, people seeing me there, they may or may not know me. Mm. So there's more risk there. And I can tell you that even with my audience, I'm cautious. Not cautious to the extent of not talking. I'll talk about anything. But yes, I think everyone is saying, let me make sure that that piece is okay. Because you get canceled and you can go from making a lot of money to no money in literally 4 hours.
Wow.
I mean, it can happen. Yeah. It's information distribution. You all know it. It's never been faster. So, you know, if you go out there and you hang a curveball over the plate and right. it's a cancelable curveball, it's going out there right away.
Yeah.
You know, what's unique, I think, in this day and age is, let's say I say something that's going to get me canceled. Well, there's a enormous number of people who want to be part of the canceling. So there's a lynch mob ready at all times to try to go after you and to make sure that they're part of the public flogging. And that's their way of being famous, right? So it's a time. It's definitely a time.
I know you've posted some great content, some great videos and everything on social media of meeting with fans and everything like that, whether it's before shows or after shows. I mean, what do you enjoy most about being able to meet with people coming out to see you on stage?
You know, when they come out to see you, it's, I know a lot of guys that are really big and they're no longer, I'll use the word high. They're no longer high when the audience walks in. Mm. Someone recognizes me or they come to see me, I'm instantly happy. I'm happy for me, of course.
Sure.
But I'm thrilled to know that I resonate with somebody.
Yeah.
But I also know that no matter how big that were to get, and hopefully it becomes very big, you have to maintain that or you'll lose it.
Mm.
Yeah, be happy to talk to people. I talk to everybody all the time. I love people. I love making them laugh. When people are laughing, I'm happy. And if they come to see me make them laugh, I'm really happy. So, you know, and social media is a ton of fun because it's global. My audience on social media is growing exponentially.
That's awesome.
And it's growing in Australia, England, Ireland, Pakistan.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, like, you can go and look at your audience and you can start to see, well, how did I suddenly get all these followers in Australia? And yeah, my social media, my YouTube grows at about 1,500 followers per day.
Oof. Hmm. There you go.
It's a very fast pace. And Facebook grows at a very fast pace. and all of that, by the way, within the last 45 days, it finally hit in the last 45 days.
Nice. That's awesome.
Starting to take on a different life.
I know one of the things you post with your wife, Vicky, is the Tuesday Night Lives. What's that been like with the two of you working together, either on stage or with posting these videos and helping entertain people and making them laugh?
Well, we have two very different experiences. For me, I'm working with my favorite person in the industry ever, hands down. I love working with her. I love making her laugh. Talking to her. I love gaining her perspective. And I'm in love with her. Now, for her, she has to work with this guy that's constantly a pain in the ass. And so, you know, so we both enjoy it. I mean, she is, when we first started doing it, she instantly got good at it. Instantly. And it annoys me that a lot of people are bigger fans of hers. Those people they're clearly wrong and misguided people. And, you know, but so many people will say to me, oh my God, I love watching that. I love your wife. And I'm like, you're talking to me. You can't throw me a bone. So, you know, she's tremendous to work with. It's the best part about that is the way we work. She figures out all the topics, everything we're going to talk about.
Okay.
And legitimately tell her, don't tell me beforehand.
Makes sense.
You know, listen, the one thing about comedy for me, I don't want to hurt anybody.
Right.
So if I have a joke, it's never with malice, never with malice, ever. The people that I talk about, the only people I talk about on stage as a group or individuals, are people that I like and admire and enjoy. I can't write jokes when I'm angry with someone, which is why I do such little political work. Because for the most part, I'm pissed off at almost every politician. So you know, I can't really write about that because I'm not having fun. It's got to be fun for me.
We're talking with Vinny Brand from Stress Factory Comedy Club out in New Brunswick. Vinny, as we close up our conversation here on this morning on Short Time, what are some of the things you're looking forward to doing this summer at Stress Factory Comedy Club? What are some things that people can look forward to coming and watching there, whether it's you or you and Vicky together or some of the other acts you got coming up?
So Vicky and I are going to do a couple of Vicky and Vinny Lives, which is the most fun. We get a live band there. We have audience interactions. It's just, that's such a fun show. That show grew out of the pandemic. We started doing that show in the basement of the club with nobody there. And then we started sneaking people in. You know, we would call VIPs and get them in. So that's coming up live now, and it could be with a packed audience, which it has been now for a year and a half, in packed audiences.
Nice.
Those are great. I love Dave Attell coming through. Mike Birbiglia just took dates with us. A young kid named Troy Bond, who is blowing up, he's so funny, he has dates coming up with us. So there are some major shows coming through. And of course, with the tent outside, which you have to see to believe, because when I say tent, it's worthy of Ringling Brothers or Cirque du Soleil. It is amazing what we did out there. And so we're doing a lot of things out there, which would be a lot of fun. I want you to come join me in New Brunswick and hang out on Tuesday nights with us live. Watch the Vinny, V-I-N-N-I-E underscore brand. By the way, Dave, you kind of blindsided me when you said that we're wrapping up the conversation. I was geared up for another 2 hours.
Well, we're going to have you on again, of course.
Well, you know. Yeah, you have an open invitation now that
anytime,
we got, you know, everything,
please.
All the paperwork filled out. You're good to come on here anytime, Vinny.
I would love that. Thank you so much for today.
That is Vinny Brand, comedian and owner of Stress Factory Comedy Club in New Brunswick. Go check out any number of shows. Go check him out, vinnybrand.com, and on his social media channels as well. More Short Time with Vin and Dave right after this on 94.3 The Point.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are the buzz.
Whether you are in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity. Shoreline's system is straightforward. They will understand your financial circumstances, identify goals, analyze current plans, and customize a path to position you to reach your goals. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossin with you as we put a bow on another show.
On another good show.
66 in the books. Ocean County Commissioner Joe Vicari joined us to give us a little idea about some different things and activities and events going on in Ocean County over the next few weeks and months heading into the summer. And of course, local Jersey comedian Vinny Brand also joining us as well, giving you some things to do on those rainy days or just days where you go.
Nothing like a good comedy
feel like
club.
Going to a good
great
comedy
evening,
club.
Great fun. And yeah, there are so many great guests, you know, comedians
yeah,
out there that just a great way to just enjoy. And, you know, it was good talking to him and his background.
Or not even on like those rainy days, like have a day, go to the beach, you know, go have a nice dinner. And then spend your night at a comedy club.
Sounds like a great
go to the Stress Factory. Go go see Vinny Brand.
Exactly. And like I said, his clubs really get great comedians.
Yeah, a lot of great acts. A lot of great acts coming to all sorts of comedy clubs in Jersey over the summertime. So go, and a lot of them sell out fast.
They do.
So if you're thinking about going to check out a comedy show, or
yeah,
you hear about somebody coming to any comedy club in Jersey, now's the time to hop on it. You know, just get your tickets now before they sell out, because, you know, once people get word.
Right. You don't want to be like, oh, that's a great comedian, and oh, go on.
Oh, missed it.
Yeah. Check it out ahead of time.
So a couple events coming up for everybody out there as we put a bow on this show to let you know about some community calendar events. Comedy for a Cause. Speaking of comedy, Dave, the Jackson Police Explorers are hosting a Comedy for a Cause at the Jackson Mills Fire Station on County Line Road starting at 6 p.m. on Friday, May 12th, in support of baby Ethan, a 2-year-old boy in need of a kidney transplant. Comedians from Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club will be performing that night. You can go to their Facebook page for more information. And this is something that I've covered on the air and online. You can go to 943thepoint.com for the full article as well on this. Point Beach Cares, Saturday, May 13th, their second annual. Last year, they raised money to help Ukrainian refugees fleeing their homeland and helping them. This year, it's to benefit homeless veterans in the United States, and all the proceeds will be going to the Monmouth County-based nonprofit Soldier On. Point Beach Care, Saturday, May 13th, over at Jenkinson's in Point Pleasant Beach, starting at 4 p.m. Taking the stage, David Bryan, who is in Bon Jovi.
Very nice.
Mark Ribbler from Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul, the Eddie Testa Band. And Point Pleasant Beach Mayor Paul Knitra tells me there is a very special guest.
Wonder who that could be.
They can't say just yet who it is, but it is a very popular band. They are known all over the country and probably the world too. They have residencies, I believe, in Vegas and Atlantic City. They are a very popular pop EDM band.
Okay. Looking forward to that.
So you're going to want to go to pointbeachcares.com or 943thepoint.com for the details on that. And one more to tell you all about Mental Health and Wellness Fair. The Ocean Cares Foundation hosting a Mental Health and Wellness Fair at Trader's Cove Marina, 40 Maniloking Road in Brick, Saturday, May 20th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Vendors, yoga, Dave.
Okay,
and
very
more.
Nice.
BrightHarbor.org for more information. So, you know what? Get some good stretching in. Warm weather's here. Get yourself ready to go for summer.
So excited, buddy.
And, you know, as we're getting guests on Short Time over the next few weeks and months, let us know different events going on in your community. Comedy clubs, fundraisers, different things that are going on at parks and beaches, in your own community. And so much. We want to let people know what's going on.
Different things that are going on, events like that. Let us know. We want to put the word out.
And different ideas of some fun activities that you like to do in the summer with the family, with the kids, whoever. Things that you like to do in the summer. Shorttime at townsquaremedia.com. Got another show. It'll be a good one next week as well. We keep it rolling. You know, you just pass the baton week to week. And, you know, we keep racing.
And of course, we have to give a big thank you to all the listeners. We appreciate
there
that.
You
and
go.
We especially appreciate Absolutely. The ones that will reach out to us, give us feedback, let us know how we can do different events or talk about different events or different things that are going on. As we just said, we want to put the word out.
And we'll have you fully covered, 943thepoint.com. So if you missed any part of Ocean County Commissioner Joe Vicari, Vinnie Brand, or any of our other guests that we've had on the show in the past, just go to 943thepoint.com, the 943thepoint app, and we got all you covered. And especially if you go to the website, there's a special tab. It says Short Time with Vin and Dave.
Love it,
and we got all the articles there for you to check out and then share. We'll put the audio in there as well, and then you won't have to worry about writing anything down.
Exactly.
Got you covered.
And if you can't get up nice and early to listen to us, listen when you can.
Or listen back. And one thing you could do tomorrow as well, if you're looking for a little financial advice, Dave's Financial Wake Up Call podcast is there for you to listen to as well.
There it is. So each week, and another thank you for people that reach out to me with different ideas, different thoughts. Do not hesitate to let me know what's cooking, what you're thinking about, what you're seeing out there, different things that I can talk about on the podcast.
Absolutely. We got you covered. There's no shortage here. Short Time all the time. More Short Time with Vin and Dave a week from now. Have a great week ahead, everybody. Dave, you as well, my friend.
Stay well. Thank you again to all the listeners. We appreciate you.
94.3thepoint.com, the 94.3 The Point app. More Short Time with Vin and Dave a week from now on 94.3 The Point. We'll talk to you soon.
Stay well.
Hi, this is comedian Vinny Brand, and I'm the owner of the Stress Factory Comedy Club. You are listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.